Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Hi there, sup nerds? As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my Nerd Talk, only longer. That's not how it goes. Welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Hello, Brandon. Shocking. He's the official AI for thick women to send nudes to for sex.
Yes.
And we're trying to figure out who does his taxes. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants except maybe a spam musubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. It's Siege. Hello.
Ni hola, wanzhong, howdy, chiala ma, can I pet your cat?
Helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end. Welcome back to producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain, but if you are, let us know what we get wrong and perhaps what we get right. You can tell a friend, you could write a review, you could comment about Ari's mouth being intact. Find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. She posted a thing and she was like, big hair today or something like that. And I was like, how's your mouth? And she's like, God damn it, Greg.
I got a screenshot that literally just showed that and said, this is all your fault. And then she asked me to, can you please keep me out of the show this week? And I'm like, I don't know.
We didn't even make it 1 minute.
I didn't do it this time.
To be fair, if I had known that, if she had said it to me or if I had checked my messages where she might have said it to me, I definitely would not have said anything because I'm not here to make anyone feel bad except for...
I know, but I would have, though.
Brandon, maybe a little bit, but yeah. So, no one's seen it yet, not even Gravy or Brandon or anything, but there's a new episode out that is disgusting, so make sure to check out the bonus episode that should be available before this episode comes out. And like I said, nerdtalkplus.com to chime in about things, Siege.
We did get some messages this week. I actually got one one from a person on Spotify. It's Baseball Troy. As a Texan, I can confirm that racism is a quote-unquote necessary gene, and the bigger the hat, the better the barbecue, and stronger the whiskey. But howdy is the Southern way of saying we're about to have a full conversation whether you planned on it or not. Right down to your great-great-grandpappy. He was talking to you about Coda.
Did you say racism is a necessary gene?
Yeah, it's kind of a little eye roll, I guess, in there. But
oh, okay. There's sarcasm there.
Sarcasm font.
So the weird thing is that we set our expectations really weird because human history has lasted, let's call it conservatively, because it's Republican Gerg, 250,000 years that humans have been around, right? And so for... 99% of that time, we have been looting and pillaging and all the other things that come along with it, oftentimes tribally. And so I feel like for the majority of human existence, it was a not necessary, but present characteristic. Yeah. And now it's really hard to kick it because it's like you got to like work really hard because it's in our longstanding heritage to be dicks. So. howdy. So that must be referring to when I was at the grocery store or whatever and people just start talking to each other. And it was, yep. I love it. But I've lived here a long time. I lived here a long time and I've become more jaded about talking to strangers. But yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I'm good at it. As my therapist says, you need to get out and socialize because you're naturally charming. And I'm like, what? You stop. Are you trying to flirt with me? And she's like, yes. No, you're paying me to make you feel better. And I'm like, yes, that's what it is.
Forget that little transaction in there. Another note we got was, if you want to enslave me faster than a thick goth Latina, be Christina Cook. Is a brand new sentence from our good friend Malik in Seattle. And he also says, hey, Gregor. Guess my race.
What's your last name? Is it? If it's Glover, I know what your race is, dog.
Correct.
Blake, I won't be drawn into that because I don't care what your race is, sir, or ma'am, or they. I don't know what you are.
And
but if you're married to my friend and she wants to bang, I'm in.
Yeah. All right, fantastic.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Well, I can't say that. She might hear this.
That's okay. That was a very long beep. It's one very long beep.
We've banged before, so it wouldn't be the end of the world.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
Tell her I said what's up. And lastly, a special message from our good friend Kiki Dale. She was alerting us to the happy 69th birthday to the world's oldest gorilla living in captivity in Berlin, Germany.
So she's not the only one that thought of us when she saw that, huh? That's great. Because I definitely thought of that too. I was like, I gotta lose the podcast. And then I didn't, of course, because, well,
we got a couple
dysfunctional brain.
We got a couple of those to the Nerd Talk feed, but then this one was sent directly to my phone, and I was like, oh my God, nice.
Dom is smart to not let her have, it's not her, it's not his choice, but to make sure that I don't have contact with her directly, because I cannot be trusted after my third glass of grocery store cooking sake, like right now.
So you're drinking right now? That's good.
Oh, yeah. That's good and bad, everybody. I was like, well, this is cheap sake. I'll just drink this. And then, a couple months into that, I was like, I should learn about... This should be my new personality trait for the next 6 weeks. 6 weeks. I should know everything about sake. And then I started reading, and it was like, yeah, if you're looking for cooking sake, this is it. And I was like, oh, no, I drink that all the time. I am disgusting. So... But also, here we is.
This is the worst possible thing you could drink.
I have been I've been that Trailer Park Boys where the guy talks about you getting a breathalyzer is the best thing? Because you just give a little blow and you're like, let's drop it into the depth. A couple more sips to get that number back up. That's been my life for the last several days. Just after my child goes back to his mother, I'm just like, all right, well, time to...
We found the breathalyzer.
Time to increase the haze.
There you go. Good for you, buddy. I'm very proud of you.
Coming up on this episode, I have something written down that just says pig jizz.
Oh.
Instagram saved. So coming up later on the episode. Pig jizz. All right.
That sounds fantastic.
So someone else at work has started writing our emails. That was always what I was supposed to do. And now they just cut me out of that without telling me why or anything. But now they're in charge of every third week highlighting Nerd Talk. And I am terrified of how they figure out what to say about it without asking me. So
it's funny. Yeah. I've been seeing that. We actually got a message that somebody who was a longtime listener in Seattle found you guys because of the end mail.
Oh, hey, right on. Well, thanks. I mean,
found us, guys.
Yeah, you're part of the... Now that you're three seasons in, I think you can... I think of you as being an integral part of this, specifically because without Brandon, it would just be me. We all know that that's not gonna fly.
Yeah. Just you and the cooking wine, Saki.
Yeah, just being kind of like... sadly crying into a microphone about
basically what we did on Friday in the bonus episode.
God, just wait, go listen to the bonus episode if you haven't yet, everybody. Yeah, it's all right. Well, I found out some fun stuff about space this week. That's pretty
neat. You?
I don't know. So listen, I've got I don't know if I should talk about this on the pod or not, but the missus, still my wife.
For
insurance reasons or whatever, but things are tricky when you're in that type of situation. But she tells me some like heavy stuff the other day, and then I was like, ugh, okay. And then she's like, let's talk about you. And I was like, I don't want to talk about me.
We don't want to talk about anything having to do with me.
I'm hoping I don't
right
live
now.
Through the weekend. What are you talking about? Let's not talk about me. And she was like, are things really that bad? And I was like, yeah, things are that bad,
I mean,
dog.
Now.
No. Not just now. And so she she was like, oh, I thought, aren't you dating someone? And I was like, what? Like, what makes you think that? And she was like, oh man, there's the hottest chick that's like constantly flirting with you in your comments. And I thought for sure you were like hanging out with that chick. And I was like,
is
what?
It me?
It's like, oh man. And so I didn't bite. I was just like, please just kill me or whatever. And then a few days later, I text her to be like, okay, actually, wait, I need to know who this person is. Okay, like, I need to know. And then she sends me a screenshot of one of the things. And I was like, oh, I've been out with that woman. She was like, of course. Yeah. I was like, yeah, yeah, she's married. And she was like, ah. And I was like, yeah, so it kind of ended there. Then today, I get a bunch of, like, she sends me a bunch of stuff that I'm now like, hold on a second. What, are you still married? Because what's going on here? I hope she's not listening to this. I'll feel so stupid. But then I had to text Lori to be like, look at this. I sent her a screenshot. And she was like, see, I'm not wrong. I'm right about this. Good intuition. And I was like, no, first of all, you have not. That's not what this is at all. But also, if it's true, it is the most gorgeous woman that has ever spoken to me, I think, in my
really?
Life. Is like in my DMs a little bit. It's or it started in my comments and moved, and I moved it to the DMs because of course, me, of course. Like, but it's
because you're so charming,
says my therapist. My therapist, I'm gonna change that to my change it to my bio. My therapist says I'm charming. Says I'm charming. My mom says I'm charming. No, just kidding, she's dead.
Idiot. I was there.
Yeah. Killed my dad. Was there for my mom's death. It's a whole thing. There's Siege, everybody.
Just in the corner waving. Hi.
Hello. Oh, she is dead. That is uncomfortable. Yeah. And so, like, I don't know why I'm sharing. I'm just like, because I haven't talked to you. So I'm just like sharing this to you. And now I realize that other people have. Yeah, it's just a very strange, what am I talking about? This? I should delete all of this. This is terrible.
That was a 10-minute beep.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Does anyone have anything else to talk about or a weapon to murder me with?
I mean, I could always go This Week in Taco Bell.
Oh, good God, hit me.
Did you know? Well, first of all, those little mini taco salads that you were talking about, I got three of them the other day, and I shoved them under my mouth hole.
Oh, man. Your mouth hole or your mouth?
Well, like complete into my W-H-O-L-E into my mouth H-O-L-E.
Yeah.
Like one at a time.
About 3 hours later, they came back out your other H-O-L-E.
Out my butt H-O-L-E. They were not.
They were not. They were not W-H-O-L-E, though. They were.
So that was part of This Week in Taco Bell. But also, 25 years ago this week, Taco Bell introduced the Cheesy Gordita Crunch. Can you believe that? 25
that
years
was
ago.
Like,
2001.
When did the Double Decker Taco come out? Because that was like.
Well, I know that was introduced the actual gordita pillowy thingy in like 1999, and then
real quick, are we chalupa or gordita on this show?
Oh man, see, I love them both. I love to get me some crunch. If I'm going anywhere besides the parking lot, I have to get a chalupa because I don't want the non-crunch of a gordita crunch.
It's chalupa all the way. Gravy?
Yeah.
Yeah, chalupa.
See, it's so much worse for you, but it's, oh my God.
Dude, I love me some soft pillowy flatbread, but I also love some deep fried soft pillowy flatbread. But
yeah, how are you?
If we're going to be honest with it, though, when they changed the gordita back in the day, the sauce was originally the Baja sauce. Now it's like that spicy ranch or whatever
like
it is.
Like out of the fountain? Like,
yeah, Baja Blast sauce. Just the syrup put right on it. When they had that sauce, that was when it was the bomb. Now
Baja Blast gordita.
That would be so good. They already do the Doritos Locos Nachos gordita crunch. Yeah. Check it out. You know how much it was when it came out?
69.
Oh, I wish. It's a good guess, Greg. I never get mad at you when you guess 69 or 420. $1.89.
How's that possible? Oh, wait, when it first came out.
When
I thought you meant that you like got one and it was, okay. $1.89, that was like a luxury item, right?
I know, right?
Yeah. Because I feel like the first twist from Taco Bell before the cinnamon twist, the first twist from Taco Bell was the double-decker taco. I feel like that was like the first like step into experimental Taco Bell.
They did
Bell.
That with the the refried beans.
You mean as the layer between the two?
Yeah.
Mm.
They did the soft shell. Refried beans, the hard shell.
Working out to end, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Then
the taco fillings, right?
Yeah, beef, lettuce, tomato, cheese. I don't know. Did they have the tomato on it at that time? No, probably not.
No. I don't know. I just remember it being kind of too plain. It needed something else.
Yeah.
Oh, can I have a This Week in Taco Bell?
Yes, you can, my good man.
This week in Taco Bell, 3 weeks ago, I realized that you can just get mild sauce, and it's great.
Yeah. It's so good. Idea. Really?
I always just thought mild sauce was like, I don't know what. It was just like for like wimps or something like that.
It was just water. It didn't have any flavor to it.
I just didn't understand it. And then like, I don't ever want hot sauce on my Taco Bell. But if with a little, some of these things with a little extra like vinegary kick to it, it's pretty good.
Oh yeah. So and, good. Like,
mild sauce is awesome. And then like I ordered I was like, can I have mild sauce? I said it as if it was like heresy. I was like, is that okay? The guy was like, what's wrong with you? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, of course you can have mild sauce. We have tons of it back here.
The guy at the Taco Bell I go to has the best radio voice. And I'm always really? Like, and then I pull up, and then he's like, he also knows how to get the best meth. So it's like,
welcome to Taco Bell. Can I take your order, or are you checking in with the app today?
Like aggressive scratching.
Flakes in your bag.
Yeah, it's fine, though. It's just, I'm always like, dude, you're so good at this. You're so good at Taco Bell, man.
Would you like to try the queso Rito? They are on special this week for $2.69.
It's sort of like, and up next to the side stage, Crystal. That's sort of what it feels like.
Come on down to the Crystal second window. Pepsi. We'll see you at the second window.
I've like realized that the mild sauce is, I still like forget to get it most of the time, but I'm not getting fire sauce because I've never understood the point to any of the like torture taste buds so that way nothing tastes good anymore. And I know people love hot Cheetos and I know people love 11 star Thai food and you know all that. But I like
the flavor. At my house, I literally have a wheel of hot sauce. It's a lazy Susan that I have a ton of hot sauces on, and sometimes I'll just spin it and pick one. But
everyone believes you.
Yeah. I'll take a picture of it.
We are. No, I'm saying. Don't even need to prove it.
Nobody even questions it. Okay.
I believe that's too. For sure.
But the only thing that I've ever had that was like super, I've tried all the hot ones, and I mean, they're like, okay. I'm okay with the heat, but I don't care about the heat. I want the flavor. The only one that I've ever really had that was like super hot and yet enjoyable was the stuff that my sister got me from like St. Martin. Excuse me.
The fact that you have siblings blows my mind.
I know,
like,
right?
It's like, this is the Siege show. Also, there's this other character. So what are they doing? Like, get out of here.
So it was like this hot sauce from St. Martin that just was hot, but it had a lot of flavor to it. And that's the only one that I like. I don't like all the heat ones. I think it's just a waste.
You know what the trick is, I think, is if you could invent a hot sauce that had some pow to it, you know, like some real like kick-ass heat, but then within, let's say 11 to 12 seconds, it would go away. Or like the half-life on it wasn't 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
If the half-life on the heat was about like 30 seconds, I'd be into it. But it like ruins your day.
Yeah.
And then it ruins it again later, especially if you don't have a bidet. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know what I also learned about hot sauce? Throwing it back to the bonus episode that nobody here has listened to. That in space.
It's for the best, to be honest. I'm sad that I did listen to it, just to be clear.
Oh, did you? Oh, man, I can't wait.
No. I was there for it. We recorded it, is my point.
I forgot we were even recording.
anyway, throw back to that.
So throw back to that. when Artemis is in space, the reason that they set up 5 different hot sauces with them. And the reason for that is because when you're in space, of course, in the zero gravity, your blood and everything else kind of just floats. You're not dragged down. So you get more blood flowing into your face, which in turn makes you feel like puffy and stuffy. So you don't get as much air. You don't get as much flavor when you taste things. So that's why they have the different hot sauces, so you can add flavor to the food while you're at it.
I think that, as we all know, I'm having a rough patch of it. And so I don't think anybody will be surprised to hear this next sentence out of my mouth. But you think that blood flow makes it harder to get harder?
Yes, that's how it goes. 4 hours.
I just wonder how that affects it. Also, like, I don't know how to say this right. I want to say, what's the over-under on space boners on Artemis 2? Like, how many do you think over the course of 10 days happened?
Oh, man.
This is a great question. This is a question of the week. How many space boners were there on Artemis 2, a 10-day mission, further away from the Earth than anyone's ever gone? 3 dudes still. That's the typical for NASA. They included a lovely woman as well this time. Siege's favorite astronaut, Christina Koch.
Right.
Or Cook, I guess she calls it. Dumb. But how many space boners do you think happened?
Okay, so there was... Are we going to stoic this out? 3 guys, 10 days. Yeah. That's at least 30.
Yeah.
But can you tell morning? Is it Earthrise or sunrise? Or is it whenever NASA plays the music?
Your wiener is not attuned to the time of day, friend. That's not what it is. It is the resting period. It's when you relax your body and give your brain the idle space to process your awful thoughts that it ends up happening.
So you get boners when you process your awful thoughts? You get them during therapy?
My therapist is a cutie pie. I mean, I guess. I don't, to be clear, whatever. Doing couples counseling a couple times, but that's not appropriate.
I'm coming to therapy with you next time.
Come into therapy. Yeah.
Just open another window. I'm going to sit there and monitor.
That'd be so awesome. I just send you a link. Like, this is Siege. He'll be part of this today, too. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to be there with notes.
Oh, that would be funny. Maybe we should do that. I'll ask my therapist. I'm mad at her right now, but I'll ask her.
Ask her if she'll come on the show. We can do couples counseling. Let's get an intervention for Brandon.
It's a therapist. Well, this is whatever the equivalent of officer brunch is for a therapist. Let her maintain her dignity.
Doctor dessert.
Yeah, no, that's what happens after therapy, dog.
Yeah.
That's, okay,
because
so third,
you get a boner during therapy.
We're saying minimum of 30 space boners on Artemis 2. Is that what it is?
Yeah. So the question of the week: over under on space 30. Boners?
Yeah.
Yeah. 30 is minimum.
Gravy, you're no good, Gravy. Gravy just sent us an update on a little off air topic for the show. Anyway, I assume that was Gravy, to be fair. Anyway, this is all irrelevant. But yeah, yeah. Okay. Speaking of dreams, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do This Week in Dreams. I read the story about a guy who was by Mount Kilauea, and he fell to his death within like a restricted area. And then I was like, $700 for plane tickets. Get out of here.
Instantly looked it up.
This is how stupid I am. Ready? I didn't know where Like, I know that Kilauea is on the Big Island, mm-hmm. but I literally couldn't name a single other thing there. So I like had to like look up Hawaii, and then I had to be like airport when I found the biggest Hawaii. And
the
then
it was like Hawaii there's two airport.
Then there was two airports on the biggest Hawaii, and I was like, huh.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, one of them is, isn't that what they call a helicopter? All right. Well, I looked it up. It's the other one. So Kona is KOA.
Kilauea.
Anyway, if I wanted to go in two weekends, it was $700. And I was like, well, that's too much.
I mean, you're not going to have to pay it.
And then and also one way.
Yeah.
I'm joking, everybody. I'm not flying to Hawaii to jump into a volcano. I'm not Tom Hanks from that movie with Meg Ryan when she was still hot.
Joe versus the volcano.
Oh man, she was so hot in that.
You'd have to buy that luggage because you know you'd be spit back out into the ocean. Spoiler.
The volcano was like, uh-uh.
You must live.
I'm like, ah, goddammit.
Play some mini golf while stranded in the Pacific Ocean.
I saw a story today about there's one skyscraper downtown. Hey! Oh! He's the official AI for thick women to send nudes to for sex. No, wait, that's not
wait,
him.
Wait.
That's not me.
Look at that mustache. It's back, mother.
My God, that is gorgeous.
Let's just see some.
And he's leaving.
There he goes instantaneously. Instantaneously gets up and leaves.
Last time he got up and just wandered off and fed your dog, I think is what it was.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't I also a little stoned?
Yeah. You went to test out the bidet episode.
Oh, that's right.
He's the author of Arrows of Architecture Across Eastern Washington, formerly our littlest boy, currently our biggest blimp enthusiast. Some call him Tony Pizza, but to you it's Mr. President of the HOA. He's Brandon from the internet. Brandon, I just saw a very funny thing. It was this comedian called Dustin Nickerson, and he was performing in Spokane. He's a Seattle guy. Performing in Spokane. He's like, Spokane's pretty cool. It's just that at no time can you turn all the way around and say that. I was like, what? He was like, yeah, you look over there, you're like, oh, that's freaking beautiful. And then you turn over there and you're like, ugh, wish I wouldn't have looked over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a good way of putting it.
So yeah. Guys, 1 month ago and a couple days, and we were all up to secret plans to show up in Spokane to surprise Brandon for his birthday.
It's true.
Oh, 1 year ago.
And a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
We were planning on doing it this year too.
That is still like the highlight of my my 34th year. Mm. No, my 35th.
You could have said life.
Yeah.
I mean,
life is the highlight of my life. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well,
yeah.
He has two children and a marriage and everything.
Yeah. Think he loves all of them now? He has to spend all his time with them.
So you guys know, I used to live on the area called the South Hill and in Spokane. And then last year, I moved to the house. Yeah, not that South Hill, the other South Hill. The
Sup, dummies?
You guys visited me in the new place at Horse Ghost Manor,
it was great.
That's north of the river, and so every once in a while, so I don't spend as much time on the South Hill as I used to, but I've been up there quite a bit recently, and
chasing turkeys.
The way that I go, yeah. I actually played golf a couple of days ago, and there were turkeys all over. It was amazing. It was nude golf.
Yes.
But every time I go up there, I think of all three of you because the way that I go, I drive past the nail salon.
Yeah.
That we all got our pedicures.
Zero Asians. That was the weirdest nail salon I've ever been to.
Yeah. Also, there's this thing right now on the internet. I thought of Gravy because there's this thing right now on Reddit specifically where people are posting like pictures of their fingers and being like, is something wrong with me? And everybody, and in almost every situation, people are like, oh, you got to get that checked out. You have club fingers. And I was like, no, you have toe fingers.
Clear fingers.
Those aren't club fingers. Them are toes.
Gravy, are you good at handstands, dude? Because that seems like it could be a thing.
For Gravy, they're just stands.
I'm going to post the picture of us holding feet.
Oh, with our feet.
Yes. Intertwined finger toes.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that toe.
It doesn't look like a toe from there.
Does that toe have girth?
Wow. It probably does.
You have a Gargirthian toe.
Wow, it's thick.
I simultaneously am happy and feel awful. A few minutes ago, we were talking about the Artemis II mission, Brandon, and this is kind of up your alley, I feel like. We're taking over under more or less than 30 space boners during the 10-day flight.
Oh, good question.
Three dudes, one woman.
I feel like this is a statistic that they would track up there, but I'm gonna take the under on that.
Wait, do lady boners count, or are we just only doing
No. I'm just letting him know that there's four people aboard, and three of them were dudes. Yeah.
I think from what I understand about boners, from what I understand about boners, there's a lot of blood pressure at play, and so I think that if you have in space in the pressurized capsule where it's exactly. I'm gonna take the under because I think that it's maybe difficult to get a boner in space.
That would be the most disappointing thing I've heard about space ever. If that's true, if that's actually the space case, I'm going to be real sad about that.
We got to contact NASA.
They did some tests, or they released some stuff recently where they said that in zero gravity or in low gravity situations, like child rearing is very the effect on the fetus in growth is like really negative. It's like not making cool alien babies. It's like creating problems with like baby skeletons.
While individual experiences vary, achieving an erection in space can be challenging due to physiological changes, but it is not impossible. Yeah, I'll show you space.
Maybe what happens?
Why you gotta call it microgravity? That's rude.
Maybe the reason there's such low boners in space is because once you get out into space and you see the Earth from orbit or from beyond Earth's orbit, it puts everything into perspective, and then you become severely depressed. Mm. And it's the depression that makes it hard to get a boner.
Also, the space
not
whiskey.
Necessarily being in space. Yeah.
Microgravity causes blood and fluids to shift towards the chest and head, is what something that Siege just said a minute ago.
Some astronauts have reported intense erections in microgravity.
Intense is a very strange modifier. I don't know why we got to say intense erections. That seems...
Astronaut Mike Mullaney described having a very intense, potentially painful erection while in space.
Wait, was it Mike Mullaney?
Mike Mullaney, yes.
Okay, this is so weird, but I
know.
Have seen that guy's dick.
No, I've been in his mom's house.
Whoa! Tell her I
Marge
said what's
Mullaney.
Up. Wow.
Right?
Why? It also, what's up?
No, she sucks.
Oh.
Mike Mullaney.
Mom.
Mom. Okay,
Mom Mullaney.
Nude.
Oh, man. You guys go ahead. I'm just going to keep reading about Marge Mullaney here. I graduated from St. Pius High School. That's crazy.
Wow. Is he from Albuquerque?
He wasn't born in Albuquerque, but they moved to New Mexico when he was a child.
Just to piss you off.
Yeah, let's see if Marge comes up. Marge? No, Margaret.
Margarita.
Mars.
Honestly, this art. I'm sure you guys have talked at length about the Artemis II mission.
Also and
the
at last, girth.
Equally, you guys have equally
talked,
like
you guys have talked equally, equally at length and width about the Artemis mission.
Thickness and solidity.
But I got really excited at one point. They were doing an interview and all of the astronauts were like being silly with the microphone and like throwing it around and like listening to rap in space. And I was like, oh, the generation, like millennials going to space is about to be the worst and also hilarious.
Six, they're like seven. Making,
yeah.
They're making office jokes and stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Every once in a while, somebody turns to the camera and like just stares at him like with the gym face.
Yeah, it's when you like the idea of when you get older and like the astronauts are no longer like for me, you know, you grow like even until recently, I feel like all the astronauts were older than me to the point where I was like, oh, there are different generations, like Gen Xers, for instance, for me, like it's like they're a different generation. And then now you're like a bunch of idiots our age going to space.
Yeah, younger than me going to space for sure.
Yeah,
it's like it's pretty sad. Like there's no one my age playing professional sports anymore unless they are there, unless it's that guy from Japan playing in like the second division of like their Premier League or whatever,
of the Swedish sex league.
You guys know what
that guy's like 50 something, like he's like late 50s. Yeah, I think
like
at this 56 point
56 or 8 or something like that. It's crazy. You guys know what those astronauts make to be astronauts and go to space? Are you familiar with this?
Like how much money they make?
How much money they make? $7.25 an hour.
$7.25 an hour. If only because it's based out of Florida, so or Texas.
I'm gonna say this is gonna be like one of those things where A, it's the government, and B, it's going to be one of those things where they're like, yeah, we're not gonna pay you a lot, but you literally get to go to space.
Right,
so that's like your benefits.
It's like living in Florida. They say we're gonna pay you in sunshine.
I'd say like $150,000 a year.
Siege?
$69,000.
It's got to be more, but
gravy.
I'd probably say in the 180s, 190s, maybe. They got to be under 200, though.
Well, there's a couple things. All of their meals are obviously taken care of.
Oh, they get room and board in space.
In space. They get zero hazard pay or bonus pay or anything for actually going to space.
But they're like, we have video of our lifetime of you blowing these things that you're sending us in up with people.
Key word that you left it towards the end there.
We got video of you blowing these things.
Blowing astronauts. It's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't. You got it in my phone.
Okay. Couple things. One,
do you get a bonus in space? Sorry, did you say do I get a boner in space?
It's hard, but I do.
Over
it's
under 30.
When I can, it is intense.
You get under $30 if you're going to space.
What's crazy is that you got to think that someone back on Earth is like, oh, look at that. He's getting a boner. The flight doctor is like elbowing the guy next to him, like, look at that.
You get a pulse monitor on it?
In mission control.
They're being real subtle about it. They're like, okay, Steve, what's the girth, would you say, of the moon right now?
Why Victor's experiencing moon joy.
Hey, Steve, how hard do you think the moon is right now?
You think it'll be that hard for 4 hours or more? Because I could call a doctor. Okay. So beyond just their base pay that they get no extra hazard pay. They get a stipend for every day that they're in space. Again, not a per diem because everything's covered.
Per diem.
they get a stipend
because they're on the moon
of $5 per day.
What?
So that means each astronaut for their 10-day mission got $50 of bonus pay.
But is that like a boner pay? Is that like moon bucks? Is that moon bucks though? So like maybe it's like they can trade that in for the McDonald's points,
like for moon rocks, or like when it comes back, you get a McFlurry.
And like say, and $50 in moon bucks is actually only about like six. U.S.
It's three McChickens.
It's like 300 ruples.
You can order off the value meal, but that's about it.
Yeah.
$152,258 salary.
Wow.
So Brandon, right there.
Are they getting overtime?
Yeah. No overtime. It's just part of the gig. Yeah. They're just a base pay of $152,258 plus $5 a day for space travel.
That's insane. It's almost like you should have just given, instead of $5 a day for being in space, you should have given them $0 a day.
Yeah, like,
you shouldn't have given them anything.
It's worse.
It's like you can't even buy a space latte for $5 a day.
What does that cover?
Like, oh man, my favorite necklace got caught on the thing. Like, well, if you save up all your days.
How many New Who's are the astronauts making?
I still judge New Who's based on the original metrics. They're making 2.5 New Who's.
Yeah.
Right? Or maybe.
I thought he made less than 2.25 to begin with.
2.25. He made 65 out of the gate, right? And
yeah.
So that's the baseline for it. So 152 divided by 65. Brandon typing away.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay. It's fine. As long as you get an answer, that's all.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all we need. Go ahead, Brandon.
He's typing in
2017
porn.
New Who Tolo salary. Was $53,000.
Yeah, I don't accept whatever you did. That. No, I don't accept that. It's 65. That's the base number. I'm always going to stay with that.
No, because that was he was making the minimum. The sound. I remember being like, wow, New Who makes as much as he makes hardly more than the interns at the Seattle Sounders make.
So he made 52 or 53. Yeah, so not quite three New Who's.
Yeah. Wow.
By the original metric. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you add in space pay.
To be fair, New Who now makes more money than astronauts. So that's like pretty depressing for the astronauts.
I mean, that's kind of awesome.
Wait, can we send New Who to space?
Absolutely.
Yes. That's an answer to Greg's question of last week.
You should listen to last week's episode where I argue we should send the homeless.
they're like, wait, for only $5 a day?
No. Oh. They're like, yeah. Also, we don't tell them. They just wake up going to space.
They just kind of wake up through the 9 Gs in their chest.
Yeah, you should definitely listen to last week's episode, but plus the bonus episode. Okay, great.
Boner episode,
excuse me. My bad. Okay, when we come back, let's talk about pig jizz. Totally know that. That was awesome. Scientists turn pig semen extract into eye drops that kill what?
Me.
Siege.
Eyes.
Siege says Siege. Brandon says eyes. Gravy, you gotta guess.
Lice? Bugs?
Evangelical cancer. Right.
Scientists.
Cataracts.
Scientists turn pig semen extract into eye drops. Oh, here, let me read this. Sorry. Scientists have recently discovered a surprising new way to treat a rare eye cancer using a substance found in pig semen.
How did they figure this out? Who got. who took a money shot in the eye?
Who did it?
This is actually, for once, one of the Facebook moms was right.
Don't vaccinate my child. Take him to the farm. Not-
what you have to do is put the pig jizz in his eye.
Say, that's not where I'm seeing ladies with jizz in their eyes, but okay, that's fine. Facebook was not it, but this research is still in early stages, but has shown very promising results in mice. The cancer they're trying to treat is called retinoblastoma.
Nailed it.
Blast.
Which mostly affects young children. Oh, gross. Oh, pig jizz in kids' eyes. That's not
even
okay.
Worse. No Epstein.
I kind of feel like
suddenly there's a Republican astronaut that's like, oh, the boner.
Houston, we have a boner.
The other ones are looking at me. Ugh, Houston, we have a problem.
Hold on. Houston. We have a boner. There we go. Sorry, I just had to type that down real quick.
kind of feels like it feels wrong to be putting pig jizz in the eye of mice. Because it feels like, there's a lot of
how did this start? Did somebody just walk around on mice?
Hey, last time I saw that mouse, he had eye cancer.
Hey, and then buddy,
last got, time like, I saw that clearing. Mouse,
you're just like, and then hey, Ben, and then Ben on him.
How do you know it's the same mouse? Oh, it's the neck tattoo. Don't worry about it.
It has a very distinct marking on his back.
It was the eye tumor covered in jizz. It's very distinct.
As usual, I love the comments. The guy who says ointment. Ah, you know, that's so good. We have cancer healing pig semen eye drops before GTA 6. Okay. Anyway, the best we could do is pig bukkake. That's all right.
Bukkake eye.
Thank you. Yes.
Man, maybe pig. Those ancient doctors were onto something. Treat them with cocaine.
That's what the Facebook bombs have been saying this whole time. It's like, honestly, I can't get behind crystals, but. Pig jizz?
Gravy just sends a gift that says, that'll do, pig. That'll do.
That'll do.
The pig smoking a cigarette.
Science
wasn't
is great.
Good for you. It was actually great for me. Before this, I had eye cancer.
Little pig jizz, never been happier. All right.
Milk them before you eat them.
All right. Never have I been more sad about our riffing than right now.
Really? This is worse than talking about space boners?
Did you know that originally, when they were doing the Miyazaki film My Neighbor Totoro, that they were going to change the name Totoro to something more anglicized so that way people in America could get into it?
What were they going to change it to?
Some of
Greg,
some
Alex.
Of the
my neighbor Greg
Gerg. well, it's funny that you say that because the number one name that they were pushing on Miyazaki to do this was Craig with a C, and I'm obviously not into this idea, but
Craigs are just dork Gregs.
I don't know if anyone's familiar with the movie My Neighbor Totoro. It's about a big fuzzy stuffed animal looking thing that is helping a girl deal with the fact that her mother is sick in the hospital and family moves to the country. And, not sure if it was an eye sickness or not, but
can't hurt.
Did the stuffed animal on mom?
I don't know if it ever did that. I don't think we can say, did it jizz on that? I don't think I can actually print that.
Where's the line?
Yeah, I think that, we can't describe the act of doing something.
Oh, okay.
We could just describe the thing itself, I think, is the... Oh, okay. I mean, okay. It's the internet,
it kind of looks like shampoo and water mixed together.
And a little bit of conditioner. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All those things that are handy at a hotel room.
Handy.
I'm not sure if you guys will ever believe me that that was not real, but I don't care.
I don't need to.
I can live
it.
With it.
It's canon.
Yeah, it's canon. That's a good one. What else was canon this week, Brandon? When you were texting us, there was something that came up.
Oh, I don't know.
Killer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Miyazaki was real upset when they suggested that. That they changed the name to Craig. Some of the other names that they...
He really liked Brantley.
Brantley, that sounds great.
Yeah, there was a... hold on, let me see if I can find the suggestions.
We can't say what Brandon said was canon.
I can't see it. Hold on, you're too narrow. Oh. Remember that time that Greg... Oh.
Oh,
That's not nice.
I said that?
Yeah. I mean,
when the siege changed all the information on his phone, would be hilarious. Also, idea, siege for this week, midweek video, change my name to Brandon and put my picture as him, and then we'll text some funny stuff to each other.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
That's pretty funny.
So, yeah, the movie, they considered Joe Toro was one of the names that they had for him.
Joe Toro. Oh,
dude, like Jotaro. That's Musashi Sidekick.
That would have been good.
They should have done it.
This is a great point, dude.
Mawashi.
Yeah. That should have worked. That would have worked. I feel like that could have worked across both.
When I see it written, it's Joe, two words, Joe, and then Toro, like Joe the Bull. But then when you say Joe,
it's my neighbor. It's my neighbor. My neighbor, Joe Burrows.
What was the old manager for the Yankees? What was his name? Joe something?
Joe Torre? Yeah.
Kyle was another name.
Kyle, that's all we need.
There's a millennial name for you in space. Uncle Sam was another one that they considered.
Oh.
But yeah, Craig was the name that they ultimately settled on. Craig. And it would have resulted in the film being called My Neighbor Craig.
That would be the worst movie title ever.
Yeah, it sounds like a movie about somebody discovering that they have a pedophile neighbor.
Yeah, I was going to say, right?
All right, yeah, slow down. All right.
We didn't say my neighbor Greg.
Yeah. No, Craig is very different from Greg.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Take that, yeah. Craig. Yeah. My neighbor Craig. I forget what
I feel like it's Totoro, but he has a soul patch.
What was it? It was
just a soul patch.
I saw what he said, but
yeah.
Whatever. I can't find the right translation for it. He was just like, I could not name him Craig because I would not want I could not name him Craig, said Miyazaki, because I would not want to be named Craig. goddamn.
No offense, Craig. Yeah, your name's dumb.
No offense, Craig. What was that one thing on Family Guy? They were like, you had to answer one question to get into the secret room. Is what is the worst name in the world? And he goes, Keith. And everybody just died.
Did they let him in?
Yeah. Oh,
shout out to Cool Keith.
What's up, dummy?
Sorry about that, dog. That's
No, he's Cool Keith. That's a different thing.
Horses are bad people. What is it that they say in that? Okay.
Okay.
Well, we don't have the hot dog flute, but let's get a little transition here from space, from semen, pig semen, and from Craig. And let's go to our favorite game, Guinness time. Holy cow. Oh, I do
what was
not
that,
know.
Brandon?
Do you have like a dinosaur wiener? Is that what it is? Hi.
Oh, you've got multiple.
Oh. That's a guy I fought at, Barnes & Noble.
Thought Brandon had a space boner.
Who says he doesn't? Anyway, I'm trying to find some good Guinness times here.
A friend of mine is the he leads a trivia at one of the local breweries here, and he was working on his trivia questions for tonight, and asked about. He said one of his categories for the evening was all horse related questions.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, hit me. He was like horse in media or something like that. No, it wasn't even in media. It was just like, I said, all right, give me the questions. Let's see how I'll do. And I apparently know my horse stuff.
Hell yeah, you've been on this podcast long enough.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, so I'm feeling pretty amped up for Guinness time.
What I definitely would have asked was, what is the name of the Roman Emperor Caligula's favorite horse that he made a senator? I had to look it up because I forgot, but yeah.
That's not how trivia works.
If you're the trivia master, it is, but yeah.
Caligula? Yeah, okay.
Encephalitis is his name. Yeah.
Encephalitis.
Encephalitis is that. Okay, well, this is Guinness time, a game where we guess the Guinness World Record, Price is Right style, so without going over on records that were set on the Guinness, whatever you call the Guinness World Records Instagram page. Oh, here it is. Zuberlin. The oldest ever. This is something that Kiki sent to us. Sorry about my previous comments. That wasn't very nice of me. I always seem to really say the wrong things around her. congratulations to Fatu, who is 69 years old as a gorilla in the Berlin Zoo. So, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at the largest ever tape measurer. No, we're not going to do that one.
Largest ever tape measure.
Yeah. How about the most expensive Star Wars action figure ever sold at auction?
Oh.
Most expensive Star Wars action figure sold at auction. Well, let's see.
Who was the figure or how much did it sell for?
The figure, I can tell you who the figure was. It was the rocket firing Boba Fett. Boba Fett!
I knew it had to be Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. Gravy, let's start with you. Okay. And Brandon?
No, Gravy. I want your Gravy.
I'll say, how much did the astronauts get paid? $152,000? I'll say that.
Okay, great. Since it sounds like you probably already know, so he's being diplomatic. All right, $152,000 says almost three new Who's or one astronaut plus per diem.
How many days in space did this action figure cost?
Brandon,
$1.2 million.
$1.2 million and Siege,
$152,001.
I support, by the way, I support Petty Price is Right, so thank you for doing that. I don't support Drew Carey being the host, though. He called it Pike's Place. He got it wrong. He said Pike's Place.
He said Pike's
really
Place.
Did he really say Pike's Place? Come on, man. Yeah.
At $1,342,000, the 1979 Kenner Star Wars rocket firing Boba Fett sold at auction. $1,342,000. 1 point for Brandon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I want to see it. The 1979. I just want to see what it looks like. 1979 Kenner Star Wars rocket firing Boba Fett.
They had to recall all of those.
Did they?
Why?
The rocket would shoot into a kid's mouth. It was like
shoot into a kid's eye and cure cancer. Yeah.
Stop. That's enough. Thank you.
Bubba Pig.
Please do not. Peppa Fett.
Peppa Fett. Yes. Everybody stop. No laughing.
Thank you.
Most t-shirts worn during a half marathon. Most t-shirts worn during a half marathon, female.
Marathon sex.
It's an American lady. She's got thick legs.
Of course it is.
So it's
just thick legs.
I don't know why I said that. I don't know why I'd be such a dick about that. Unnecessary.
Can I get a link?
Are they Grigorthian?
I can't send you a link because then it'll start serving you content for Guinness.
After.
Yeah. No, never. I can never send you any of these. No, you're not guessing your name. You're guessing the most t-shirts worn.
Is her name Joy?
We're just guessing names.
Tatiana.
I was like, okay, my Instagram is open. This is a dude. He looks like he's from Chicago.
Are his legs thick?
Guess his name.
John.
No. All right, Gravy, you're first.
Man, I don't know, 69.
69. Nice. Oh. Who was next last time? I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Me.
Okay, Brandon. Diesel.
I'm going to say 27.
27. And Siege.
Damn it. Gravy took mine. 420. No. 48.
Most t-shirts worn during a half marathon. Putting a point on the board is Siege for 55. Whoa. Worn by Meredith Smith of the United States of America. She
got thick legs.
She looks like that. What was that Disney movie where it's like the inflatable guy who's white and he's puffy and
Big Hero Six.
Yeah, she looks like that.
Oh, the auntie
that is a great
Big Hero Six.
Underrated, I think underrated. Disney
highly
movie.
Underrated. Yo, remember the ant in that one? That was like Pixar mom like to the max.
That's a great dude. And then you go to we were in Disneyland earlier this year, and you go to California Adventure, and they have a whole they have San Francisco, main city from and it's like so well done. It's like so well done, and the whole time you're there, you're like, why was this movie not bigger, and how did it also get its own section at California Adventure?
They left it off on such a good spot for a wait a second.
Hey Greg, have you seen Big Hero 6?
Yes.
What?
Yay!
Right. Wow.
I saw it in theaters. I was drunk. I do not remember it even a little bit. Oh, I just remember leaving and being like,
you should watch it again.
I remember leaving and being like, what was for that? A sequel?
Yeah. Do you think that it's because it, in the name of the movie that people thought this is the sixth movie in the series? People are dumb.
Do I think what about it?
Do you think that like that's why it didn't do as well?
People were like, oh, I like, didn't maybe see it wasn't one as through popular. Five.
Yeah,
I didn't see Big Hero 2. 1-3.
Most double underskips. This is jump rope. Most double underskips in 1 minute.
Is this double Dutch or is this alone?
This is solo.
Solo roping.
It's a man, and he's jump roping as I'm demonstrating. And he's and he's doing double skips, so twice under each time, and the most you can do in 1 minute. We'll start with
Do you have a speed rope or one of those ones from like PE class in fourth grade?
No, okay, just guess your stupid guesses, and then let's be done with this. Gravy?
96.
96, says Gravy.
We're counting each double skip as one.
Each double skip is one, thank you. I assume.
I would say 62.
62, says Brandon.
I'm going to have to go with...
What did Gravy say again, by the way?
Like 96. Something ridiculous that was wrong.
69 backwards.
Oh, that's what he did. He did the butt-to-butt thing.
Record for a dream style, yeah.
Nice. Oh, ass 69. To ass,
I love that.
Me too.
Except, no, 96 would be butt-to-head.
Yeah, but still.
It'd be like back-to-back, right?
Everybody loves a little face in the butt action.
Okay, hold on.
Back to butt. Yeah. No, I think
you got it now.
Let's see.
That's back to back. You're back to back if you're doing 96.
Yeah, but you got a butt on your head.
96.
Yeah.
You get to wear it as a hat.
No, this is definitely how you stuff in one person's butt and then in the other person's butt at the same time.
What was your answer, Siege? What was your answer?
69.
Okay.
Well, you guys are all terrible at this guess, but congratulations to Sean, Tasty Gravy, Not Gervin. 188.
What? No. They're counting. They have to be counting. No, yeah, they have to be counting.
Yeah, it's double skips.
Each double skip as two. They have to be. There's no way.
Does it change your mind if I say he's Chinese?
Yes. All right.
A little bit. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, totally.
That's not okay. All right,
yes,
congratulations, 2-1-0. Even though he had no points, congratulations to Siege.
Thank
Big
you.
Big winner of Get Us Time. Yes, Brandon, the actual winner, Siege.
Wrong song.
Wow. Well, this episode has been real good. So it's time to wrap this sucker up, though. That's not it.
This is not. I just opened my phone because I got an Instagram message, and the first thing that was served up to me is a video of Dustin Nickerson talking about Spokane and about how you can't turn all the way around.
That's right, dog. Time for What Did We Learn This Week? After all, this is a really heady show. Joining us now to School Us at the End is producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin Gravy.
Well, we learned that Greg is going to enhance the haze and slip into your wife's DMs any minute now.
Nice. Yeah, what? That sounds great. Yeah. Great plan. Wait, no, wife, I don't know. I don't like home wrecking, but also.
I do.
No, we know.
Siege is currently heading to St. Martin to introduce Baja Blast to the Hot Sauce Masters, and he's going to get himself a hot sauce Baja Blast.
Save some kids while I'm at it.
Yeah.
Do you think that the Baja Men ever did a collab with the Baja Blast?
Is it too late?
No.
Wait, did they ever do a compilation?
What's the current status of the Baja Men? Can we send the Baja Men to space? With New Who?
And gravy.
And last, you know, speaking of saving lives, Brandon is doing experiments in South Hill with turkey semen to cure cancer.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, you guys,
who do you can cure ass cancer? That's awesome.
In turkeys. You guys probably don't run into a lot of situations in your jobs. Well, maybe Gravy probably does. The other two of you don't. Where you run into a situation where somebody says something and you're like, oh, I have a thing that we talk about on this podcast that I don't want to tell you about that would make so much sense if I could just tell you about it.
Do you think I'm proud of this podcast away from this podcast? Do you think I'm proud enough to talk about it?
At least at work, at least in the radio station, you can talk to people about the jokes that we make. And they would...
I only talk to you guys about this podcast.
Yeah,
to be clear. Sorry.
Well, I was at a home inspection, and the inspector who I like to use came up when I first saw him, and I walked up to him, and he says, "Oh, dang it, man! I meant to bring you some duck eggs."
Oh, like,
duck have egg?
Brandon, this is confirmed bird. Okay.
No.
Wait, were they? Did they come from him?
No, I think they came from some ducks that he has.
Oh.
Do you know that ladies have eggs?
Oh, ladies are birds. Tell them I said what's up. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.